ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत्। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू रीड फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 7 एंड 8। सो बोथ वर्स विल रिसाइट। टेक्स्ट 7। उतार्य गोपी सुसुतं पयः पुनः प्रविश्य संदृश्य च तथ्यमत्रकम् भग्नं विलोक्य स्वसुतस्य कर्मत जहासतं चापि न तत्र पश्यति। ट्रांसलेशन। मदर यशोदा आफ्टर टेकिंग डाउन द हॉट मिल्क फ्रॉम द ओवन रिटर्न टू द चर्निंग स्पॉट एंड व्हेन शी सॉ दैट द कंटेनर ऑफ योगर्ट वॉज ब्रोकन एंड दैट कृष्ण वॉज नॉट प्रेजेंट She concluded that the breaking of the pot was the work of Krishna only. Purport. Seeing the pot broken and Krishna not present, Yashoda definitely concluded that the breaking of the pot was the work of Krishna. There was no doubt about it. Text 8. Ulukhalanghi rupari vyavasthitam markaya kamam dadatham ददतं सिचि स्थितं हे अंगवं चौर्य विसंकिते क्षणं निरख्य पश्चात् सुतमागतमच्छने। वर्ड मीनिंग उलुखल अंघ्रे ऑफ द मोर्टार इन व्हिच स्पेसेस वर ग्राउंड एंड व्हिच वाज बीइंग केप्ट upside down. Upari on the top. Vyavasthitam. Krishna was sitting. Markaya unto monkeys. Kamam according to his satisfaction. Dadatam delivering shares. Sichisthitam, situated in the butter, butter pot hanging on the swing. Heyangavam, butter and other milk preparations. Chorya visankita, because of stealing, were anxiously looking hither and thither. Ikhyanam, whose eyes nirakhya, by seeing these activities, paschat, from behind, sutam, her son, agamat, she reached, sane, very slowly, cautiously. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Krishna at that time was sitting on a upside down wooden mortar for grinding spices and was distributing milk preparations such as yogurt and butter to the monkeys as he liked. Because of having stolen, he was looking all around with great anxiety, suspecting that he might be chastised by his mother. Mother Jasoda, upon seeing him, very cautiously approached him from behind. Varpat. Mother Jasoda was able to trace Krishna by following his butter smeared footprints. She saw that Krishna was stealing butter and thus she smiled. Meanwhile, the crows also entered the room and came out in fear. Thus Mother Yashoda found Krishna stealing butter and very anxiously looking here and there. Om Ajnanam Timiranjasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhir Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ralita Sri Vishakhanatam Sha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram. So we are discussing this 10th canto one after another. Such a enchanting pastime. Just the previous chapter, chapter 8, we heard about the beautiful pastime of Mridubhakkhana Lila. Mridubhakkhana Lila of Balakrishna. And in this chapter 9, another most enchanting pastime, that is Damabandhana Lila. Sukadeva Goswami is going to describe this Damabandhana Lila. And the Damabandhana Lila, we know that is this pastime happened in the month of Kartik, in Deepavali. So, and Deepavali in Braj is famous. They were to do Indra Puja. So all the Dasa Dasi, Nanda Baba and all Rohini, Balaram, everybody they were in the busy in Indra Puja, Indra Jagya. Nobody was there in house. Jasoda heard a lot of complaints against baby Krishna that he is stealing butter, doing nutty things, this and there. Many gopis they complained, but Jasoda was not caring. No, no. He was not accepting any files, any complaints against Krishna. So, but she was thinking, why they are always complaining? Really Krishna is going to take butter? If Krishna want butter, in my house truckload butters are there. Truckload. 100,000, 900,000 cows are there. So why he will go to other's house? So then she thought, maybe quantity is here, but quality may not be there. So Krishna is quality oriented, I think. Because in my house, Jasoda is thinking, she is queen. My house, many servants are there, maid servants, they are churning the butter. And the other gopis' house, they personally doing. They are homemade. So homemade quality is little better than the market one. So that's why Jasoda decided, okay, so I will personally churn butter for my baby Krishna and I will make so beautifully, perfect, so high quality that Krishna will forget to go anywhere, just eat this butter. So high quality. That's why Jasoda, because Krishna is not coming for Mangala Arati, baby Krishna. She is sleeping, waking up late. So Krishna is sleeping, Jasoda wake up early in morning, like 4 o'clock or so. And she alone in the house, nobody is there, no maid servants, nothing. She is busy in churning butter. But Krishna, she is about to finish churning. Oh, Krishna wake up and somehow or other went down from the palank, from the cart, and went directly to the Jasoda and requesting Mother Jasoda to allow him to drink the breast milk. And Yashoda allowed him, Yashoda sat down, take Krishna, baby Krishna in her lap. Because she was doing, almost running is over. Now she's taking out the butter. So she said, okay, you do your job, I'm doing my job. So Krishna was doing his job. Krishna himself took his position inside the lap of Mother Yashoda. And sometimes Krishna was carrying the panat, the side of the saris, and covering his face, sometimes bringing out and looking at the face of Yashoda. And Yashoda, while taking out the butter from the butter mat, sometimes she was feeling so happy by keeping the son, baby Krishna. And same time, I want to tell you, don't think that baby Krishna is just like ordinary child, like human child. Who is he? He is totally spiritual. Not a spot of material is there. Completely spiritual bliss. If fully spiritual bliss condensed, if you condense spiritual bliss, supreme spiritual bliss, if you condensed form, that is Krishna. Paramananda, aprakrut ananda ghanibhuta. Total condensed spiritual bliss is Krishna. And if we are getting a little material bliss, we are becoming so captivated. And just imagine what kind of enchanting bliss Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, was getting by keeping Krishna in her lap and allowing him to drink the breast milk. And same time, Krishna also, though he was all-powerful, he is all-powerful Supreme Lord, but when he is doing his lila with Mother Yashoda, and he want to perform exactly the Sisu Saisabha Lila, and he was also enjoying sucking the breast milk of Yashoda, and Krishna was fully bliss. Both are in totally bliss mood. And at that time, what happened? Sometimes Yashoda was looking at the beautiful smiling face of her son Krishna. Krishna is looking, so this thing was enjoying, blissful mood is going on. Yashoda saw that little far away in the other room, and that she kept some milk for boiling. That next day she used to make butter from that. Krishna used to drink that, and the milk is overboiled and coming out of the pan. So she thought, first I have to protect that, save that milk, otherwise what Krishna will drink tomorrow. So she immediately pulled Krishna out of her lap and put him down and went to save that milk. So now this question arises, how come Yashoda did like this? Mother Yashoda, she had only one son, Krishna, and Krishna is not like a son, like ordinary child. He is the supreme personality of Godhead and full of, I told you, condensed. Fearing the child, and even required to neglect the child's crying, even they will neglect. And another thing, that those who are premi bhakta, those who are devotees in the totally mood of love of Godhead, they will give much more importance to the service than to the bliss getting out of love of Godhead. They are not angering to become blissful, become so happy. Better they will give more importance to do the service. The service is much more important than getting happiness out of it. So that's why Yashoda was fully enchanting mood, happy mood. But when she saw that the milk is overflowing, so that is a service for Krishna only. So she neglected Krishna. Though Krishna was not satisfied, Krishna was still sucking the best milk. He was just started, but Yashoda forcibly pulled Krishna out of her breast and put him down and went to save the milk. This is the nature of the supremely affectionate mother. They can even neglect the child. Child was crying, Krishna was totally unsatisfied. And Yashoda went there. So just try to imagine the mind of Yashoda. Don't think that Yashoda feeling something happy by putting Krishna down. No. If in material world we see, we sometimes are meeting our near and dear friends, and when time comes we are getting away from their near and dear ones, separation, we are feeling so unhappy, so much unhappy, oh, we are going away now, feeling so much. They are material, we know that all temporary, but still we are feeling so unhappy. And just think of Yashoda, when she is going away from Krishna, Krishna is not material, is 100% spiritual, full of bliss only. When Yashoda in her hand, keeping Krishna away from him, she must be feeling supremely sad, very much sad. But she wants to tolerate that sadness to serve Krishna in this way. She tolerated that and went quickly. She doesn't want to go away from Krishna, but quickly, because there is service needed, emergency. So she ran quickly to save that milk. And in that moment, Krishna, because he was dissatisfied, he became angry. Why became angry? Because Sukadev Goswami is telling that Krishna was tanya kami. Yashoda's breast milk was the kama for Krishna. He was drinking, sucking the breast milk of Yashoda. And when we are enjoying something and some interruption comes, obstacle comes, then it is the principle, that is the cause of angry. Kamat krodha avijayate. Krodha comes out from kama. When kama got disturbed, then krodha start. So similarly, Krishna was enjoying this breast milk of Mother Yashoda, and now interruption comes. Yashoda put him down and he went for some other work. What work? Krishna saw that I am the only son, and she is not valuing me more. She is valuing the 5 liter milk more than me. Now maybe 50 liters, 50 rupees per liter now. At that time maybe 5 paisa. So cheap at that time. And one pot full of milk, and she never considered me is more value than that pot of milk. She went to save that and neglected me. I am completely dissatisfied. And so because kamat krodha avijayate, it is natural. Sometimes now, 3 days before Nirjala Ekadasi, many of us have observed, when you keep complete fast for 24 hours, after that, very nice foodstuffs are there in front of you, and you are just breaking the fast, starting eating something, somebody snatches the plate from you. How you will feel? Your mood will suddenly go up. Sri Sinitai Gaur Sundar Ki, Sri Krishna Varaha. So it is very natural for Krishna. He was just started sucking the breast milk of Yashoda and he was enjoying, and Yashoda pulled him down, and immediately he became angry. Kamat krodha vijayat. He became so angry like this, you know, red heart became red from the willow. Young boy, and became really angry, the young boy, baby son, baby Krishna. Then, in an angry mood, you want to take some action. So he was looking here and there, what action he can do. He was really angry. So then he thought, why mother is neglecting me? Because of this yogurt pot only. From early morning, she left me in the bed, and he is taking care of this pot. This part is now Krishna blame this part. Because of you, mother is neglecting me. You are the culprit. So I want to take action against you. So Krishna went to pull that pot down. But the fool of yogurt pot, very strong pot, he could not do anything. Krishna, he was not so powerful. Though he was all powerful, and he could not do anything to the water pot, then he said, no. So I have to do something. So he was looking around. He saw that lodha, you know, that mortar grinding stone, little bit. So he took that, like he was lifting, like weight lifting. With two-handed, with his full force and power, he was lifting. And he tried, and then she was trying to break from the top. Then if top, then the sound will come. So then Yashodama may know that. So he broke from downside, no sound. And when he broke the yogurt pot, after breaking, so this is the principle. When you become angry, when your calm is unfulfilled, some trouble, then you become krodhi, angry. And then krodha, you take some action in your anger, then immediately that anger will convert into fear. So when he broke that yogurt pot, now he's become fearful. Oh, now what will happen? Now mother, only some days before, I took little clay and Yashoda was about to beat me, somehow or other I got saved by showing Vishwarupa. Now which rupa I will show? I have already shown my Vishwarupa to save me once before. Now yogurt pot broken, all the yogurt curd is coming out. What to do? She became really fearful. He became really fearful and he want to now go away, save himself out of fear. And he was going away, that before mother comes, he want to hide somewhere. So very cautiously, carefully, he has kankan in her ankle so that no sound should come. Very carefully, slowly, slowly walking to the other room. Which room? That room where in Nanda Maharaj was king, many, many, many rooms were he had. So one room where so many yogurts, store room, yogurt store room, all yogurt, butter, the store room, because ants are there, so they have to keep in hanging. Nowadays, we don't know, nowadays freeze are there. At that time, there was no freeze or something like that. So they have to keep hanging, swing times, sika. So all these, so many yogurt parts, milk, butter, many things are hanged in that room, store room. So Krishna, that is near only, so Krishna went to that room. Somehow or other, he went to that room. And Yashoda, in the meantime, she was feeling very, very bad and dissatisfied because she knows that Krishna was totally dissatisfied. She is not fully happy. So, but she has to save the milk. So she went quickly, ran to save the milk, take the butter, milk pot from the oven and keep it down. And even that time also, Yashoda, when she was going from Krishna, she will run only through his body. Yashoda's body only went to save the milk. Her mana and prana left with Krishna only. He left his mind and life there with Krishna only. And when he was busy in taking care of the milk, at that time also, she was speaking, "Oh my dear Neelamani, don't worry, I'm coming, just don't worry." And we were telling like that and quickly coming back to the spot, the churning spot, to take care of her son. And what she saw, she got really shocked, abashed. Her milk pot is broken, the yogurt pot is broken. And all the yogurts, and they are in the flooded over the, all over the courtyard, on the floor, everywhere. And Yashoda started laughing, because now he was getting complaints from other gopis. Now Krishna first time started naughtiness in her house, in her presence, because nobody was there in the house, only Yashoda and Krishna. None else were there. And Yashoda, it is very easy to decide who did the fact. Yashoda come to the conclusion that none else than my naughty Krishna has broken this yogurt pot. Where is he? So now he want to serve the baby Krishna. She was laughing because by seeing the baby son's cleverness, smartness, intelligence, how Krishna is so intelligent, became unhappy and took action, and from the down she broke the pot and very slowly went away, that even I could not hear the uncle sound, sound. And then she was looking where Krishna is, and she saw that Krishna was taking very careful that Yashoda mother could not find him, but somehow or other he forgot that his whole footprint, his foot were smeared with yogurt all around the floor, and he was going, the stamps were there, imprinted footprint was there. Yashoda saw the footprint itself, because of spiritual, everything is spiritual. The footprints telling mother Yashoda, mother, we are here to help you. Here is your baby son, come follow us. Follow us, we will take you where he is. So Yashoda just started following the footprints. Krishna's footprints were all marked with all the special marks. So Yashoda immediately, that is my son's footprint, and started following the footprints. And when Yashoda saw that the footprints are going to the storehouse, then she thought, oh my God, definitely, oh Sarvanas, because they are all my yogurts and all preparation I have kept for Atithi Seva, for Brahman Seva, for Indra Jagyan, for Deva Puja. And that nutty boy, he was eating yogurt with the contaminated hand. He may touch everything, then everything will be contaminated. Oh ho ho, now next day is Indra Jagya, many guests will come, what I will do? She was totally in a tense. So she was running, maybe he contaminated everything, or before that I can save something. So he was going and opened the door, and she saw. What she saw in this verse it is explained. What she saw? Sukdev Goswami thing. Ulukhalangrir upari vyavasthitam. She saw, she opened the door and she saw ulukhala, udukhala. Ulukhala, nowadays we are not using that. Sometimes in maybe kitchen they are using hemdasta. That's a kind of iron, something you want to make powder, any spice, anything make from powder. Hand your. You understand that part? Hemdasta. Sometimes this udukhala they say also. That is ulukhala. Now we are using iron one. At that time it's a wooden one. Wooden one, and something there, they have to, anything you want to make powder, grinding, so that in by hand they should do. That is called ulukhala. Like a bucket kind of thing, and another thing. So Krishna, he went to that storeroom, and he thought, I am saved now. He was fearful. He thought, I am saved now. Yashoda Mata could not find me now here. So he opened the outside door, and he saw that many storerooms, many yogurt pots are there, stocks are there. He became very happy. Oh, I can eat now. Forget breast milk now. I can eat yogurt, many things, yogurts, many things. So, but he was raising his hand. He can't, because they are in high. So Krishna was so clever. So he looked around. He saw in the corner that udukhala, that hemdasta was there. That bucket type of thing was there. So he pulled that and put it upside down. Because in the top, the bucket is the hole. Upside down, then the floor part, the plot is there. The flat plot is there. So he was sitting on that, standing on that. And now he can reach to the yogurt pot and bring the yogurt pot down, nicely sitting in Swastika Asanam. In Swastika Asanam, sitting there on the mortar floor, and some bhog lagai, eat something, and then because you open the door, because in Braj, all the insects, all the animals, all the birds, everybody, they know who Krishna is. Everybody knows Krishna. And everybody want to have special darshan of Krishna. And they know that maybe Mangalarti will little late, Krishna will come, sometimes door will open, we can have darshan. And they don't know, unexpectedly, the Lord himself opened the door. I am without, nobody is there to do arti. The Lord is opening the curtain, the door himself. And the monkeys were waiting on the branches of the tree and the courtyard. When they saw the door open, the curtain open, and Krishna himself there, Balakrishna, is there, and they all come down. All the monkeys, they come down. Just like when we come to the temple, the door opens, curtain opens after council, immediately we become careful and offer our obeisance to the Lord. So all the monkeys, they are much more experienced, much more high grade devotee than us. So they immediately come down, offer their obeisance, dandavat pranam, to Balakrishna. And sit down with, must be chanting some arti in their language, with folded hands, standing nicely, gently. So Krishna saw all of them. Oh, you are here. Okay, come. So Krishna thought that actually these monkeys are ex-armies. Actually, in Tritya Yuga, I have engaged them in my army, but I never paid them anything. You know, actually in every country, the Pratirakhya Vibhag, the army is very costly department. Very costly and no output. Only input, no output. No income there, only expense, isn't it? I think in each country, more than 50% of their capital is spent only on the army. Isn't it? To maintain them and no income coming. More than 50%. But only in history we are seeing one army of Lord Ram, zero expense. Zero expense. Nothing was and he was not giving the uniform dress. No uniform that soldiers, they are not wearing uniform. You say, how come no uniform? Because they're monkey. They cannot no clothes, no tailoring, nothing, no uniform, no dress. Are Baba, no dress, okay. They may stay. But there must be food, na? Food supply must be there, na? No food also, no cost for pudding, because they are all self-eating. They will take their food, collect their food self-eating. Just release them to forest, they will go to the branch of the trees and they will collect there. They don't need any cooked food. That's all free. Are Baba, accommodation? If no dress, if no food, cost for food, at least you spend something for accommodation. No need of accommodation too. Nothing. Zero expense. Okay, no Baba, okay. No accommodation expense, no food expense, no cloth expense. Weapons should be there, na? Animation should be there. That also zero. Because they are not trained armies. They cannot use any kind of top, command or revolver, rifle, nothing. They can only attack with boulder and trees, branch, and they can bite with their teeth. So they are like that. So no animation, zero weapons, everything, totally zero expense, that army. And they win over the supremely expensive army, very trained up army of Ravana, Trilokadhipati, and they win. And Lord Ram thought, I used them, I winned over the battle, but I never paid them anything. So at least they are now here. So I should give some bakshish to them. So now at least I can feed them some butter. Okay, come in line. So take some butter. And these monkeys, because they were all ex-army. You know, army people, they are very cultured. At least they are very civilized, you know. Force, they have to follow the follow the courtesy, they follow the rules and regulation. They are very particular in following rules and regulation. So the monkeys, we see in Vrindavan, the monkeys are very nutty. Very nutty, they are taking in the spake and whatnot. They are so nutty, wicked. But that monkeys, because they are not ordinary monkeys, they are all army officers. Ex-army officers, retired army officers. So they are very cultured and very following very strict rules and regulation. They come in line, very gentle, come in line one by one and taking butter and sit down in a line perfectly. Even in your devotees, when you are feeding prasadam, they are very much sound and they are disturbed. But these monkeys are very silent and very following the rules and regulation, perfect line and sitting, taking, and they are eating butter. And Krishna is Dadatam and Krishna is very happy by distributing them and doing the food for monkeys, butter for monkeys. He is distributing butter. And Krishna is busy in that business. And now Mother Yashoda, very curious and also in tension what he is doing there in the storehouse. So he went very quietly, that Krishna should not know that I am coming. Very carefully she is wanting, she is going. So that's the thing. When she went and she saw that Krishna is sitting on the flat motor, Mavasthitam, Markaya Kamang Dadatang Sichisthitam, Markaya the market monkeys, she is distributing. What Krishna is doing by sitting in the motor? No, distributing butters to the monkeys in the line. And which butter? Hyangavang. That butter and those who are, they have already churned day for yesterday, like that. The Hyangavam. Shorja Vishankitakan. While he was distributing the butter to the monkeys, Mother Yashoda marked what Krishna is doing when distributing. He is very happy. But at the same time, because Krishna knows that he has done one crime by breaking the yogurt pot, and another crime, he is stealing the butter without permission, the mother, and distributing also. They are not for that. These butters are should be used for some other purpose, but now he is distributing to the monkeys. So he is double fearful now, double crime. So because if you do some crime, anybody, if you do some apakarma, you will do some wrong thing, some crime, then definitely, naturally, your heart started beating out of fear. So Krishna is also feeling same thing, out of fear. Visankita khyana. Because he is visankamana, he is really, really fearful. And fearful what? Maybe mother will come. Maybe somebody will see. So he is looking here and there, this side and that side. That is out of fear only, visankita khyanam. So mother saw that that Krishna is busy in distributing the butter to the monkeys, but at the same time he is fearing. And fearful way, he is looking here and there. So Yashoda went really behind that Krishna should not see him. So in this way, Hyagam Chorja Visankaman, because he is doing the stealing, Chorja Karya, he is doing the stealing, that's why he is fearful. Nirikhya Paschat Sutam Agat Chane. So by seeing the son busy in this way, his dear baby son, Paschat, behind, slowly come behind of her son, Agachat Chanai, behindly, hidingly following. And Mother Yashoda, upon seeing him, very cautiously approached him from behind. From behind approaching. So this is now the very sweet pastime. We know Krishna is the all-powerful supreme personality of Godhead. Now he is fearful, and Mother Yashoda is blaming Krishna that he is culprit. He is the pot broker. I will take some action against him. Are Baba? How come? That same Krishna, at the time of Mahapralaya devastation, he used to grind the unlimited universes. What to speak of one pot? Unlimited universes, he will finish everything, grind everything to everything. And not even Mother Yashoda, what to speak, mother and father. Even Brahma, Siva, Lokapal, they could not dare to blame him. He is the owner. It is his word. He can break, he can keep, whatever he can do. Nobody can say anything to him. Nobody can file any court case against him. But here, just breaking a 2 rupees pot, Mother Yashoda is thinking he is a culprit. And Krishna himself thinking himself that I am also culprit because I have done wrong things. He himself is condemning himself. He is fearful. And he is running now, and the same Krishna, whose Shakti is all powerful, he can do anything, anytime. And it's not that his Shaktis are going away, now he is just a mere child. No, always eternally he is full powerful, all aishwarya shakti is there with him, always looking for the opportunity to manifest and do something. But what happened? Just like, for example, we don't know the Chandrakant Mani. Chandrakant Mani is so cooling effect, more than the ice even. If you put Chandrakant Mani here and you put such a high powerful heating fire, that heat cannot give you hot, because Chandrakant Mani is there. It will be useless. Similarly, the all powerful Aishwarya Shakti was still there with Krishna, they are all become useless in front of the parental affection and love of Mother Yashoda and Nanda. This Shakti is useless because there is so much love and affection. Everybody can imagine it. So this Shakti becomes useless. So in front of Mother Yashoda and Nanda, how the Supreme Lord Krishna, the supremely powerful Krishna, how he becomes fearful and thinking himself as kalpi, and how he is behaving, that is really so sweet pastime, so enchanting, captivating pastime, that this becomes everything, that whole command, everybody is becoming ashamed. How come it happens? If Krishna became Sisu, he can play like that. He can do like that. Even Krishna himself and Mother Yashoda herself, they are thinking after anything. Yashoda is laughing. My boy is very smart. Very smart, very intelligent. How come he became very intelligent? Sometimes Yashoda is to ask, and you know that Dambandha Lila will start when the monkeys they saw. They are very gentle, they are eating the butter, and they are facing towards Krishna. Krishna is facing towards monkey. He saw somehow that Yashoda behind Krishna. Then they all ran. All soldiers ran away. Krishna, sir, Krishna, do like that. What happened? Why they are running away? What happened? So Krishna looked behind. Oh my God. Mother, with the stick in her hand, she is there. With so much fear, Krishna jumped out of that motor plane and started running. That is the aarti we used to sing the whole month in Kartik. That same pastime. How he is running, jumping out of that motor plane and running, and Mother Yashoda is following behind him and catching, and finally she arrested him. So that very, very sweet pastime, that Damabandhana Lila, that Sukhdev Goswami is narrating. So this is the, these two verses are just approaching the introduction, that what will happen again. So in these two verses, Yashoda appeared in the spot, and she saw that the yogurt pot is broken. What is broken? And Krishna is absent. And she immediately decided, because we two are there, no, none else were there. So who did these things? So now he is thinking, oh, I was not accepting any complaints against Krishna. Now he is in my own house. The case is here in front of me. Now I have to accept it. He is the culprit. He is doing like that. So I have to really discipline him. I have to take care of him. Similarly, she is also becoming very happy by seeing the intelligence and smartness of her baby son. And he is so smart. How he became angry and broke the pot and hide himself. That means he is very smart, very intelligent. By seeing the growing intelligence of Krishna, Yashoda became happy and started laughing. Yashoda did not know that all intelligence, whatever intelligence is there, the source of intelligence is that boy. All intelligence in the everywhere. He is the source of all intelligence. But Yashoda is because of out of so much motherly love, motherly affection. She forget everything. She only know that his whole pranapriya, his life and soul is that baby Krishna. Many you know that some naughty boy mothers, they are experienced. Nutty boys, sometimes they will cry the whole night. Some nights the mothers, they can't sleep the whole night. Whole night they will awake. Not many, many nights. And they will not take seriously. They will not beat that boy. Why you make me awake up the whole night? No. They will take it very nicely. Because for their baby son only. Like that, Mother Yashoda must have done. Because Krishna is superly nutty. Superly nutty. Many things he will start crying and doing many nutty things. And Yashoda was tolerating Krishna, the nutty Krishna, like anything. She was ready to suffer any kind of disturbances, any kind of troubles. Many, many nights she may not sleep, but still she was full of so much love and affection for Krishna. But how she is going to beat Krishna, how she will going to punish Krishna, how she is going to bind Krishna, this is beyond imagination. This is only out of supreme love. Only out of love. So that Sukhdev Goswami says, this is only out of love. We cannot control. Even the Brahma, Shiva, all the demigods said, how this happened, Baba? He is the same boss. He is our boss. How see this gopi? Even Balaram sometimes come. Balaram was absent in that Dambandhan Leela. When Balaram arrived, and other boys, all the friends, they arrived. At that time, Nanda Baba already released Krishna. And they saw in the west, in the here, the kamar, that the red spots are there. You know, this Krishna's body, even Yashoda knows that Krishna's body is so soft, than more soft than the butter even. How Yashoda will keep punishment? More soft than the butter even. So when she put that rope around, because of that rope, that mark, red marker around the west. When Balaram saw that red mark, he became outraged with angry. Who did like this to my Anuj, my Krishna? He became very angry, shouted like anything. They don't know who am I. I am lifting the whole universe, this, that. He want to show his ID. That I am so and so, I can do whatever I can do. I am Balaram, I am Ananta says. Who can do? I am the servant of this boy. I am here. Who can do like this? Then the other boy said, Mother Yashoda, oh, immediate cool down. Mummy did this? Okay, don't worry. So because neither Krishna's nor Balaram's any Aishwarya, any Shakti will work in front of the love and affection in front of Yashoda. So that super sweet, blissful pastime, this Dambandhan Leela. So we will start now. So this is the introduction. What now mother is thinking just behind, and Krishna is about to jump up the top of the motor and start running, and then the Damodara Ashtakam will start. Hare Krishna. Sri Damodara Bhagavan ki samvet bhakta vrindati. Bye. Bol Hare Krishna.